We're in Adrian Piper's Art for the Art World Surface Pattern, where a woman disses a political art piece that says it's not a performance, but she's part of the art piece. So you're going, is this voice to be believed? No, this voice is not to be believed. It's juxtaposed. It spins your head around. The guard over here. I'm almost tempted to ask the guard what he thinks if he's been inside the box. I'll do that. Hi. Excuse me.
Have you been inside that box over there?
Have you been inside that box over there? Yeah?
Are you going to go inside that box?
No.
No? That box is not something you want to do?
Because we're supposed to stay here.
You're supposed to stay outside. Okay. All right. Thank you. Only the visitors go inside is what he said. Okay. Thank you.
I think there's also a really interesting reference here to, or graphically at least, a reference to Barbara Kruger's work, who has these really strong, bold, graphic, sort of graphic design illustrations with these very direct, clear statements juxtaposed in there in red, very blocky text in front of a black and white image, oftentimes looking like a, you know, sort of like a newsprint kind of an image, and it's sort of, I guess would be a precursor to it, but, or maybe a contemporary of Barbara Kruger, but it's got that same quality, but then it's much more complicated in its sort of like, it's not as authentic, it's clearly playing a trick, and you've got to really insert yourself into it, and allow yourself to be vulnerable to it in order to come to a position or understand how you feel about it. So I'm really starting to feel like that the voice is the artist, and that she's sort of making fun of that position that someone might have as a reaction to this, and she doesn't feel that way. She feels very differently. I imagine that her position might be that that art is the realm, is an appropriate realm for political expression, is an appropriate realm to change culture, and the voice that she's depicting, in combination with the images and the non-performance, sort of, it's almost a parody. She's parodying the voice, and she's making you sort of like I'm having more of a negative reaction to the voice than I am to the content, and so I'm starting to like really align myself more with, well, no, I think it is an appropriate art is an appropriate place for political expression.
I'm wondering who made the original thing that she's criticizing. Probably she did.
Mm-hmm.
Too. And I kind of feel like she has a double meaning. She's like, in one way she's really dissing it, and she's really dissing people who are trying to make a performance out of people suffering in order to get them involved in political action.
But it says in the law, it's not a performance.
Right, and the other hand, she's kind of saying there's a separation, but people do need to care.
Like I feel like the artist created both aspects, the one artist, but it seems to me like she doesn't have, but she is not trying to say solely that art is a medium for change, but it seems like she's asking the question to herself, and I think she's sort of coming to the conclusion that it is a significant way to get people to think, but that it's also not enough.